No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
the J-O.
B-J-O, yes, sir. Woo! I was going to say, that's good. That's Ric Flair-ish. Is that a little Ric Flair?
A little Ric Flair in there. Yeah.
We had another killer week, so we got to celebrate.
That's
you know,
thing.
You got to celebrate.
We are on a roll.
It's a little extra jingle in the pocket for this week, right? That's a very prudent way to look at it.
You got to carry it over.
Right? Let it ride. Well, why not? And especially towards the end of the season there, Husker fans were kind of doom and gloom, but turned things right around with how our volleyball team is playing. Mm-hmm. Women's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Men's basketball.
Let's go.
I know there's been the latest and greatest and all this, but let's get back to that Creighton game real quick, Nebraska-Creighton. It's really fun watching the two fan bases, and I don't want to call myself a Jaysker, but I'm a Jaysker.
Yeah, I kind of fall in that boat.
You know, I like to see both teams do well, but when it's head-to-head, I'm all red. So I kind of enjoy watching the back and forth on X and other platforms. It's pretty funny to me. But say what you will, Nebraska's got the last two.
Yeah, they got the last two, and it's actually kind of a fun little rivalry, don't you think?
It is. Even when it was Creighton kicking their teeth in every year, it was still kind of fun. It felt like no matter how bad Creighton had it, they could still get Nebraska.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like the tides have turned a little bit here.
Yeah, no, what is it about this team in Lincoln this year that everything is just clicking? It's like all the shots are dropping. The defense looks a little, everybody's bought in. Like what is it about this
team? They have a couple really good wins. Kansas State, and I know Creighton might be down a little bit, but still a Big East
opponent. That is a big win.
They're Ken Palm, 42 right now.
Okay.
So they're starting to get a little bit of love. They're also ranked in the top 25.
This is a bona fide
tournament
team right now.
Right now.
I've seen them like as high as like a 4 seed projected.
Yeah. Yo. Oh, my God. Okay. They're still, I just looked up the power ratings here, power rankings, and they're the 11th.
The 11th?
In the Big Ten. 11th in the Big Ten. And you have, you have five teams with two losses ranked ahead of them. I mean, you got Illinois, they're ranked number 11th in KenPom right now, and they have two losses. So a little bit difference in schedule there, but Nebraska also has a win over the Sooners. You know, that wasn't an easy one.
Yeah.
So they got some quality wins, but yeah, you have a number of teams ranked ahead of you in the Big Ten, and it can turn pretty quick. So let's celebrate it while we got it.
You have to celebrate the wins while you got them.
Yes, sir. And you mentioned the pieces falling into place. I think there's something to be said for the average age is 32 or 28 years old, something like that on the team. The maturity.
It reminds
me of an old Bo Ryan. Was that Bo Ryan at Wisconsin? He'd roll out all those guys with beards and, you know, they're losing their hair and everything. You see that old hairline creeping back. It feels like we have a very mature team with a bunch of fifth and sixth and seventh year seniors. And I like the makeup of it.
You know, it kind of reminds you of McDermott's teams that he's had the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of mature athletes that get it and go out there and do its team first.
Yep.
And it equals wins. I mean, it just really does.
No other coach in the history of coaching got to have, you know, the returning Big East Player of the Year come back time and time again in his son, Doug.
Right.
You know, and then make a run at NCAA Player of the Season, which I believe he got.
He got.
So he had a very, like you said, a mature team, an older team, and that's when they made a lot of their hay there. We also got to talk about the women. We are the only team, well, as of earlier in the week, men's basketball, women's basketball, and women's volleyball.
Undefeated.
Only school in the nation. So, I mean, we get so fixated on one sport. Bowling's ranked number two in the nation.
Man, can we extend the athletic director like another 10 years or something? I mean, things are clicking.
I bet Troy's asked about that.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, hey, did you see this bowling team?
Now's the time.
It's like, dude, we've had bowling wrapped up, okay?
Yep.
Bowling's always been a thing. But no, it does look like we're going to have a fun matchup with the Huskers and Louisville in Lincoln. And if all goes, you know, according to plan, boy, there's going to be a lot of red in Kansas City for the Final Four.
And that's so fun that it's in Kansas City. It's so close. It's going to be full of storyline, I'm sure, because of Louisville. But, man, this Husker team seems destined for the finals.
Oh, only have dropped seven sets all season long. Just crazy. And a lot of the teams that are still in the tournament, they played in the non-con and took care of business there. Okay. You know, like the Kentuckys of the world.
Yeah.
You know, so like it feels good. It feels right. And I think Danny Busboom Kelly, DBK, I think she's brought a certain attitude, you know. And
well, you see it like they're talking. How often do you see teams that are this good that get to say that, who get to say, yeah, we've earned the right to be this good and to carry ourselves this way. Like, you don't usually hear them say that. Right. It's usually like, all right, be humble, you know, act like you've been there before. Not this team. This team's like, well, I mean, look at it. Look at us.
What is it, a plus 125 to win the whole thing? Like, it's just crazy that it's a... Oh, no, it was a minus 125.
It was minus,
I'm sorry. It wasn't even a plus money bet
in the preseason
to make the Final Four. It wasn't even plus money to make the Final Four in the preseason. So that tells you where the odds makers were in the... The Huskers, the women have definitely held up their end of the bargain. And we got to talk about the basketball team, too. I covered a lot of games in high school with Britt Prince.
Okay.
And my God, she carried that over to the collegiate level. I mean, her freshman year and now leading the team in scoring. She just can't be stopped.
Homegrown talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elkhorn North, right?
Yeah, that's incredible. And you love to see it, and hopefully that's something that we can spread around throughout the rest of the athletic department.
They are filling it up. They have scored at least 80 points in every game thus far as being 9-0, the women, and that is a school record already. The men, talking about records, they currently hold on to the longest winning streak in the nation at 13-0. Anyway, earlier in the week they had that, so... A lot of good things going on within the program. But we got to talk football.
We have to. We have to.
I'm sure you're well aware of, and everyone out there listening is as well, or watching on our YouTube channel. Nebraska has been selected to represent the Big Ten in the Las Vegas Bowl. Oh, yeah. With that, you get to take on a 10-win team. in Utah, and if I had to describe Utah, they play like Iowa with more talent and a little bit more angry.
Oh, so you're saying it's perfect matchup for us. Like this is tailor-made.
Yeah, they run the ball very well. They're very aggressive with the run. They stick to the run. Don't take too many gambles. Yeah. It kind of reminds you of Penn State a little bit too.
Just a tough, like great at the basics type of football team that just gets in there and gets aggressive.
And
always do well against teams like that.
You know, and true to every Husker betting line that we have seen throughout the season, this point spread is on the move.
It's moving.
Open at 14.5. We're seeing 15.5 all over the board. I think people have noticed what, you know, I kind of pointed out there that Utah really likes to run the ball and they run it very well. Nebraska might have struggled stopping that run and their tackling. And, oh, yeah, they don't have a defensive coordinator. They don't have an offensive line coach. Well, they do.
Kind of.
Is he going to be in the – he's helping, right?
Yeah, I think he's here. I don't even know if he's here.
Jeep Wade is our new O-line.
Oh, yeah, the new guy. Yeah. We don't have a D-line coach right now either.
So, and our best offensive lineman, he's out. Our record-breaking, record-setting running back, he's out.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
Top two quarterbacks, they're out.
So, would you suggest we just not play the game? There's a lot of schools not playing the game.
Nope. You want to talk about not playing the game? What do you think? We're Notre Dame?
You know,
the old Golden Domers got to take it on the chin here. You know, they got it.
Yeah. I mean, so. Do we want to be Iowa or do we want to be Notre Dame? I mean, which way do we want to go?
That's right. We got to play up to the Hawkeyes. We're going to get into this bowl game. We'll go through all the matchups, but it's long odds, and I don't know. It feels like they might be getting longer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my initial read. What say you?
Well, it's fun because during the regular season, it was going the other way. The line would come closer to us.
Right.
You know, it would fall to us.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be that way as we get closer to the new year.
People are looking at that bowl game and they're like, oh, yeah, 10-2 Utah. They're damn. Nebraska. Oh, okay. Boy. What happened to their quarterback, the mini Mahomes? Oh, yeah, he doesn't like to be called that, but that, you know, he kind of earned that. Yeah. He's out. But at least they got a good offensive line. Oh, wait. Yeah, so. I think we know where this one might be.
Hopefully Dylan will be there on his scooter hyping.
Oh yeah,
the team up and
like the one leg scooter where you put your knee up on it and yeah, you get around pretty good on that.
Yeah.
TJ's feeling better though, isn't he?
Our
backup quarterback.
Yeah, I really like TJ to kind of show out in this bowl game.
I mean, they might not have an answer for Mr. Lateef.
They've never seen anything like this guy.
We're gonna get into that right around the corner, but let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is thelinemakers.com, where we don't chase the hype, we decode it, treating every wager like an investment. Thelinemakers.com. We make the line so you beat the book. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit. a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
W-T-L.
Gentlemen, it brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to W-T-L. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Andy Klassen, joined by
the J.O.
Oh, the J.O.
Oh, yeah.
And this is no laughing matter, but I'll tell you what it is. The Laugh With Me podcast.
The Laugh With Me podcast that you could find anywhere that you find your favorite podcast, including iHeartRadio app.
Oh, you're like lifting up iHeart right now.
I'm trying to.
And their comedy sector, what do you call it, that genre. It's its own thing over there, right?
It is, and it's. I'm so happy you brought this up because it is come to my attention that I've been snubbed,
really?
For a Golden Globe. It turns out the Globes now recognize podcasts,
okay,
and for best podcast, one of iHeart's did get nominated, the Smartless podcast with Jason Bateman,
what?
And Will Arnett, and.
Has-beens.
Yeah.
Has-beens. I want it when the tide's going up, not when it's going out to sea. You know what I mean?
So, wasn't nominated.
Okay.
Feeling pretty good about that, but there's always next year, they say.
Hey, get back to the grind, right?
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
That's all you got to do.
Got to make the folks laugh some more. Laugh with me.
Laugh with me this time. Not at me, guys. With me.
Well, we're going to try our best. Not to laugh too much.
Oh, we're talking about the bowl game now.
We're talking about the Huskers and their fortunate draw of the Las Vegas Bowl, where they're going to be taking on the 15th-ranked Utah Utes, who finished third in the Big 12, just a couple of spots outside of the college football playoff. There's been a lot of speculation as to how Nebraska was able to pull this seating, and it looks like the boosters, the board members of the Las Vegas Bowl said, we want that Husker fan base in Las Vegas. We think that might travel a little bit. So let's have some fun here.
Well, they also heard a little bit about Coach Rule Year 3. And
they already penciled him in there.
They had him penciled in from the get. So, I mean, it was inevitable.
So I look back on this. The opening line was 13.5.
Oh, my.
And it has been on the move. On most boards, I'm seeing a consensus 15.5. Utah, the Utes are favored here, and with a lot of good reason. Their power rushing attack just blew through the Big 12. They only lost two games to ranked teams within the conference. That's why they ended up third and on the outside looking in. But they are right there vying for that 12th spot. But there's a lot of other names that didn't get that either. Notre Dame. You know, Texas. So Utah has nothing to hang their hats or hang their heads over. And another angle to this, and I think it does feed into a little bit of that emotional side of this point spread keep going up. Kyle Whittingham, the legendary coach, this might be his last game. This might be his swan song, and it's all hands on deck. All the players want to play for him and ball out one more time.
Well, how did we end up with that draw then? If only the administration knew this,
right?
They might have said, "Man, this might not be our spot." Like,
right. What did Notre Dame do? What are those guys
doing? Yeah, what are they doing?
We're going to keep kicking that horse.
That's wild. You know
why it's down here. But Nebraska's 7-5 kind of limped into the bowl season here with those last two performances. Unfortunately, it was against two power rushing attacks. Penn State really hit their stride in the second half of the season once they kind of figured out the new coaching staff and the best way to attack. Oh, wow, with two of their All-American caliber running backs. And then Iowa just does Iowa things. I didn't expect it to be so Iowa-ish, but my God.
It was like Iowa on steroids a little bit.
Right?
Man, that corn was really popping this harvest.
They just got behind that offensive line, and when you're missing tackles and not getting into run fits, things can really go off the rails, and that's exactly what happened in that Heroes game. That's what it's called? The Heroes game.
Yeah.
Formerly sponsored by Hy-Vee, but even Hy-Vee's like, get me away from that. I don't need that. I don't want that. We got to find some angles here though, and I think I got the play.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a fun one because we're going to have some folks over. It's a 2:30 kickoff. You know, it's December 31st, right? Yeah. New Year's Eve. You know, we're going to have some fun.
This is kind of the start of what will be a really long night.
Yeah.
You know, the 2:30 kick on New Year's Eve. Why
Brace
not?
Yourself, you're saying a little bit.
Yes. No? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. You got to stay up for Ryan Seacrest. So yeah, you gotta pace
yourself.
You are
an iHeart guy now.
I'm all. I live the brand.
I was just looking into Utah a little bit and just their performance throughout the season, and it's pretty wild just how potent this offense is and how they telegraph it. You know, usually everyone knows in the stadium what you're gonna do. There's going to be a defense out there, or a defensive coach that can scheme to stop that, right. At least make you go to your second option.
Sure.
Nobody's really been able to do that against Utah. Their last two games of the season, Kansas State, Kansas, scored 51 points on Kansas State, 31 points on Kansas. They averaged over 40 points per game throughout the season.
Top six in the country.
Scoring offense.
Yeah.
And boy, they do it in a painful way, in a painful manner. Multiple or running backs up there, 800, 900 yards on the season. The total is still at 49.5. I think Utah can get their season average of 40. The Huskers going to get me 10.
Well, I don't like us not scoring. I you know, generally in these bowl games, you see
they're a little fun.
Yeah, they're fun. They're a little looser. There's going to be maybe some points scored that maybe you wouldn't see in the regular season. Also, the play calling is a little looser,
right?
Where you're trying some different things.
Dana Holgorsen likes to cut it loose anyway.
Right.
You know? And you got TJ Lateef, you know, nursing an injury. He's going to have his fourth real start on the road. And like what you're getting at, it's not a, you know, a pressure-packed situation.
Correct.
This is let's have some fun, guys. You know we don't have Emmett Johnson. We know that we, you know, working with a new coaching staff, some guys are here, some guys are not. Let's go out there and have some fun. Let's just ball out.
I'm excited to see what the running back room can do.
Yeah.
And that's not any shade on our Heisman hopeful. You know,
right?
He had a heck of a season, but this is going to be kind of fun to see what the rest of the room can do.
Yeah.
And with TJ, you know, right there with him, that should be fun.
I think so. And that's why I'll get back to those other guys, but I think that best bet is the over. I really do. 49.5. I think Utah is going to score a lot of points, and I think the Huskers are going to score enough, you know, and it should be a lot of fun. I do want to mention and congratulate Emmett Johnson, not only on the season he had, over 1,800 all-purpose yards.
Incredible.
Declaring for the NFL draft. I don't blame the young man. I think that's a pretty, you know, good move on his part. You're talking about being excited for the running backs that we have left. I am too, because this is their opportunity to maybe have this coaching staff pump the brakes on hitting the portal, because that's all I'm hearing on local talk radio and this and that is, we got to hit the portal and find a running back. Well, you know, some of those running backs, we've seen flashes, and they're young guys.
Yeah.
If they can have a heck of a performance here, and they're going to get their opportunities, it looks that way. They're going to get their opportunities here in Las Vegas. maybe that's not such a top priority. Maybe offensive lineman, wide receiver, something else takes precedence of we got to get a guy in the portal over that running back.
Well, that's where any of these other schools that have dropped out of bowl games, this is why I'm excited that we are in it, even if you know the spread is what it is. Because we're going to get extra of those extra practices, and these younger guys are going to get an opportunity to showcase what they can do to make space for next season. I love the idea of these young guys being able to say, no, you don't need transfers. We don't need hit the portal. The NIL can stop right here in my back pocket.
Exactly. Well, yeah, they're making their case for a payday, which 1890 is no longer.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Moving that in-house. You know, the Huskers tried doing that with their media a few years ago, thinking, oh, someone's going to pay a lot of money for this. A lot of money. I don't know.
Didn't
quite work. So we'll see. I don't know any of the details. Can't wait to hear all the fallout from that. But you make a great point in that these running backs, they're jockeying for that money right now.
Yes, they are.
And they have a leg up on anybody else out there because you got to deal with who you have right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to be 1 year into the playbook more than somebody else outside. I really like that angle quite a bit. And I'm excited for it too. And you only get, 12 of these a year? Let's go. Go Big Red.
Let's go. Final one of the year. And honestly, there are some positives, okay?
Of course.
This is another opportunity to take down a ranked opponent. Let's look at it as, all right, 29 straight. What was 29 straight or something like that?
29 straight.
Let's do another. Let's go ahead and end that streak. Let's get the win. We are 4-0 all time against Utah. Okay. That's something.
So the odds are with us?
That is something to think about.
That is something.
And Utah lost 5 straight bowl games, including 4 to Big Ten teams. So maybe there is something to that. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but we are in the Big Ten. So
yes. Okay. I don't know what carries more weight, them not being able to be a Big Ten team or us in 29 tries not being able to beat a ranked opponent. But it should be fun, like you're saying.
It should be fun.
The opportunities are everywhere. I want to go back to that total. That's my best bet right there is Nebraska, Utah getting together and hitting that, smacking that over. What's your best bet on the game?
I like us also hitting the over. I'm tempted as this number climbs to take us to cover.
What is the number for you? 16 and a half, 16?
Yeah, I'm probably in that 16.5 range where it'll fall.
I think it'll get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the
less than a week already
has just started ramping up, and we've already moved over two points on some books. So I could easily see a 16.5 pop up on some of those books.
And that'd be enough for me to get excited about and be like, all right, I could take Nebraska to cover, and then hopefully we're still holding on to that by the half.
Do a little teaser.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll tease it at the 30 and see what's up. Yeah.
Pump that total up. Get that. Where have we heard that before? Go check out linemakers.com, right?
I was just about to say, about the linemakers.com.
All right, well, we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Classen, joined by
the J.O.
Got a little, that's from the gut right there, D.
Yeah, I don't know if you could tell, but I've been kind of growing a beard a little bit.
Very masculine.
And I felt that, deep in my gut, all the way up, and it just...
You felt like you could actually be like carrying an axe right now in a forest and just take down whatever you want to build a cabin.
Oh, yeah. I could build a cabin.
That's what sounded like.
If I was dressed appropriately and had the right materials, I think I could put something together.
Right. I left the mortar at home. Otherwise. Could totally just build a log cabin if I wanted to.
Why not?
Well, let's get back to player props because, give me my soapbox. Where to go here? We got to get on this. I mean, Monday night, everything that we talked about came to fruition. Herbert's unders, even though that was a heck of a win for the Chargers.
Heck of a win for the
Congratulations
Bolts.
Congratulations there.
Holy cow, go Bolts.
That's what turnovers can do for you. That's what turnovers can do. All my overs, even though it was a sloppy game, Saquon Barkley's rushing over, smacked A.J. Brown's receiving yards over. He also under 1.5 touchdowns for Herbert. So, I mean, we nailed it.
Nailing it. That's the thing, but that's been the story all season.
Yeah.
If you've been following along, our player props have been hitting at a high rate, by the way. It's not like, oh, we're hanging our hat on one from the week. I mean, we're putting out a dozen picks.
Now, I think when we really hit our stride and when people had to take notice is when we had a 14.5 penalty yardage line out on a Husker kicker.
That's deep right
and
there.
And we smacked it.
When we are digging deep, I mean, we're talking
calling
6 feet
Warhorse,
down.
Like, we need a line on this.
Incredible.
Come on now.
It's been a heck of a year. Yeah,
it has. It has been a lot of fun. So let's keep it rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday night, Vikings, Cowboys, a lot of fans out there, a lot of Cowboys fans. I'm talking to you, Mr. Doug Duda, and Vikings fans are everywhere. Northeast Nebraska, Southeast, they're everywhere. You just look around, you're going to see a lot of purple and gold. I like Dak Prescott, and I like his over here. Passing yards, I like his over his completions, I like his over touchdowns. 1.5 touchdowns, he's going to get 2. Passing yardage, 265.5, he's going over, that's what he does. That's what he's been doing,
too. That's what he's been doing, yeah.
Out of 4 of the last 5 games. And completions, 23.5. I got him over 23.5 completions. So there's actually 3 bets right there. I'm loading up on Dak Prescott.
Well, Dak Prescott has been performing at that rate, like you were saying, all season long. And he's coming off of what they call the mini bye because he played on a Thursday. Yes. So he's got the extra days.
And it's a night game, Sunday night.
And it's a Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up the Minnesota Vikings. They're a team that could not look any better this past Sunday. Do you think that can continue? Probably not. So
yeah, man, where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I think that speaks more to how bad the Washington Commanders are, and not so much how good the Vikings are. But that just tells you kind of where they're at. Like, it's so up and down. I'm with you, man. Dak's gonna rip them up.
And this game is at Dallas.
You
also have even Jerry Jones is smiling right now. He's up in his skybox saying, I told you so. I told you so. He really likes his defense right now after that trade, blockbuster trade to start off the season.
And for his age, a smile is pretty rare.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah. What happens after you hit a certain age and when you rest, you turn into that scowl.
Yeah. You got to buy certain pills in order to reverse the smile. So he's in a good place right now.
Deservedly so. Congratulations. I got some more Sunday nighters, but where are you at?
So here's the thing. I got one for tonight. I got one for Thursday night, and I just want to tell you, just stay away, please. Okay. This is one that the data says do not work with this fella. And this is somebody we've been liking all season. Baker Mayfield.
Oh,
quarterback
for
Tampa Bay. Playing Atlanta, Thursday night football.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, stay away. Under 220.5 passing yards. The Baker Mayfield's been held under 200 yards in 5 of 6 games recently.
Yeah, they just have not been performing I thought they would be. And they're losing close games.
They're losing close games. And Atlanta's pass defense has actually ranked pretty high, particularly in sacks and yards allowed. So the math kind of takes you in that direction of this might not be it. But no, the guys are getting hurt. The guys who were maybe carrying the offense early in the season are no longer doing that.
Yeah.
Irving's
back. Healthy.
Lucky Irving
is
back.
He looked good last week.
Yes, he did.
So maybe he'll get some more carries and take away from like what you're saying, bleed into that.
So stay away.
Well, I got a fade for you. Monday night, Dolphins going up to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers, they just won't go away.
No, they won't.
They will not go away. But Dolphins, they're gone. They'll go away for you. They're still hanging in there. But I'm thinking Jalen Waddle under 55.5 yards receiving. Pittsburgh's defensive scheme, heavy on the pass rush. It's an up and down product from Tua Tagovailoa. Jalen Waddle's not really And, you know, he used to have so much speed and used to be that vertical threat. Now he's kind of that slot guy, it feels like. And if he is going to go down and press vertical, I don't know if they're going to get the time to for that play to develop.
Right.
So I think everything is pointing towards shorter, safer passes, quick, has to be quick, and that all leads me to the under.
Yeah, and what, you know, it always shows kind of the end of a football season when there's a team not really playing for much.
Yeah.
And this Dolphins team, as we've talked a lot about them this year, they're certainly not a team that has a lot to play for, but Pittsburgh does. They are in the thick of it right now somehow. And I like the idea of their defense kind of holding them down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is a dynamic that can't be underscored.
Yes.
The teams that are going for it and the teams that have already kind of shipped it in.
Well, I got one that is going for it, and that is going to be Sunday at 3:25. We've got the Lions at Rams. Puka Nacua is on fire.
He's also streaming.
He's also I have this. This is one of my points on why you want to roll with him.
Okay,
take the over on his receiving yards. He's averaging 98 yards per game.
Yeah, he's insane.
The guy is an animal.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The game is expected to be a shootout. The total set right now is at 55.5. You got two great offenses, Lions, Rams. He's so bold that he goes live after the game in the locker room. It's against the rules of their team. He's got his teammates telling him to shut it down. He's still going.
Yeah.
I love that attitude.
A lot of confidence.
Yeah, I love that attitude. I love his confidence. And that's the kind of swag we need from a guy that's going to hit a prop for us.
That's what we need. Yeah. That's what we're looking for. He's been hitting it big all season long. So I don't think that's a smart bet to bet against.
There you go.
Puka Nacua on any front. So I got an anytime touchdown I feel good about.
Okay.
Going to go back to Sunday night here. CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yes.
He had a couple down games there. He was licking his wounds, and George Pickens was just going off. And in that time, defenses caught wind of it and thought, you know what? George Pickens is actually wide receiver number one. This last week, all the double teams followed Pickens across the field, and CeeDee Lamb like reignited and got all these single-man coverage, something he hadn't seen for a few seasons out in Dallas like that, and that type of volume. And he caught the ball. You know, that couple weeks ago, those three drops.
Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving was rough. Not the case last week. I think that's going to continue, and I think defenses have to double-team George Pickens. He's too good. He caught a lot of flack for not running hard and this and that. Well, he was getting jammed off the line, and he also saw the safety crashing down on him too. So, like, yes, you should have been running hard. But, no, he was taking two guys away every play, even when he wasn't running hard. And CeeDee Lamb was the biggest benefactor of that.
Well, that's the All-22 tells you the full story, right, where you see that. He's getting jammed up, and other guys are becoming open. And that's the beauty of having multiple wide receiver one options on your team.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you see that, go for it. I love the fact that CeeDee Lamb can get single coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime touchdown's going to hit with 75% of the time.
And the way incredible. Dak, and the way Dak's spreading it around and just airing it out. I don't think this offense is slowing down. This has been a really good offense. I know we like to poke fun at Dallas a lot. You know, they're fun. They're America's team, right? But their offense is pretty dang good, and CeeDee Lamb, I think, has kind of refound himself, and he's benefiting so much so from getting George Pickens over.
Well, here's a guy, Sunday at noon, Baltimore at Cincy, that he just returned, Joe Burrow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know we talk about teams that are, like, going for it, not going for it. You know, Joe Burrow, even though the Bengals appear to be done.
They're a tough team to beat.
Yes, they are.
They're a tough team to beat.
And he mentally is a tough guy to beat.
Yeah.
Take the over 261.5 passing yards. And I'm saying this because he's playing Baltimore. This is his third game back. Here are the two games previous, 284 yards and 261. Okay.
Okay.
His career average against Baltimore is just over 300 yards passing. He loves playing Baltimore.
Yeah.
Take the over here. 261.5. He's going to ball out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what Burrow does.
You know, I was thinking that on the drive over here to the studio. So I'm glad you brought up the Bengals, because for as bad a season they've had and the injuries and 32nd ranked defense that we like to make fun of, They're still a tough out.
They are a tough out.
Just in the snow, that Buffalo game, they had Buffalo on the ropes.
They did.
And if they wasn't some heroics from Mr. Allen, who knows? But they had control of that game. T. Higgins decided, hey, I'm back. And I think a lot of that has to do with Joe Burrow. So that makes a lot of sense. Leaning on old Joe here. Cool Joe for a prop.
Well, that's the thing. The Bengals, from the get, opening drive, they looked like a team that could play for the Super Bowl. I mean, and they had control. I love it. I love this Bengal team now with Joe Burrow back.
You got one more quick one?
Absolutely. I give some love to my guy Justin Herbert, QB1 in L.A. Yeah. Yeah, he's at Kansas City at noon on Sunday. I said last week, under on all rushing yards, under, he's not going to run. He's got the broken hand. He just had surgery. Yep. Boy, he still ran a little bit.
Yeah.
With the broken hand, 66 yards rushing against Philly on Monday night.
He had that glove on. It was fine.
He did. He did. I don't know. He looked uncomfortable, but he still did all right. Week one against the Chiefs, he had 7 carries for 32 yards. The Chargers are playing for their lives right now, even though they appear to be sitting okay.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of factors. Still have the Texans coming up. Still, we have the Chiefs this week. So there's some big games coming up. I like Herbert to just run amok.
Okay.
In Kansas run City. Run amok.
Run amok. So you're going over on rushing yards?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, and we talked about teams that have it, that are going for it, that are not. I think the Chiefs may have turned a corner here, and they're like, okay, we need to make some big moves. Our changes need to come. They look like just an old beat up team right now.
They do. They look tired.
And how many times has the Chargers been on the other side of that? I don't think they're going to take their foot off the pedal, especially coming off one heck of a win. I don't care how you get it done. You beat the defending Super Bowl champs this late in the season, and where Philadelphia's at in their season. They're having a great season.
Yeah, what a fun game.
It was. It was a very fun game. All right, well, let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is NordVPN. Browse, work, play online with confidence thanks to their world-class cybersecurity. Shield your online activities, hide your virtual location, and block everyday internet threats with NordVPN. Receive up to 77% off when using our WTL link. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Capitalism is the only way, Leslie. It moves our country forward. It's what makes America great, and England okay, and France terrible.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
the J-O.
The J-O from Nebraska.
Here we go.
And we got to get to, you know, I want to say your wheelhouse, but is like everything our wheelhouse here?
Yeah, pretty much.
At WTL?
Across the board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, but this has become an institution, I feel like, and that is the bottom five, where so many different cyber metrics, stats, vibes.
Vibes say a huge factor.
Go into this. And not only do we give you the bottom five teams in the NFL, we give you the bottom five best bets that go along with each and every matchup of that team this week. So without further ado, let's get right into it.
Man, this is a good five this week. And when I say that,
they're bad.
They're real bad. Yeah. The vibes are low this week. Number five, the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm.
Now, you might be saying, this team was a one seed for most of the season and riding high in the AFC.
Yeah.
And that'd be true, which is why they found their way into the bottom five. Things have not been going their way for quite a while now. They had two MVP candidates on the team, you know, there for a little bit.
And they lost a couple of games there midseason. Everyone's like, oh, is the other shoe going to fall? And then I'm sure you're going to get into it. Devastating injury.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah.
As if the broken leg wasn't enough, then he ruptured an Achilles. He's got an Achilles. Either way, he's having surgery and he's out for the season.
Yep.
Terrible loss. Lost to the Jaguars as well, 36-19. Lost Jones for the season. Their QB2, Ricky Leonard, he's hurt. Which means they got to look at other options because Anthony Richardson is still out with his eye injury, whatever he's got.
Yeah, so QB1A is out. QB1B B is out.
Out.
Yeah. And their backup, yeah, doesn't even have an eye. Missing an eye or something?
Missing an eye. Okay. May not. I think it's a glass eye now, but yeah, he's temporarily. He's out. So when you're in that kind of spot, normally you go with Joe Flacco. You know,
right.
He's the go-to guy. He's still a Bengal.
Or Jameis Winston.
Or Jameis Winston, if he's available.
I mean, you even have pre-game and post-game television sets saying, where's Jameis? We need Jameis.
Gotta have Jameis. Which, speaking of Jameis, they had the bye week this past week, and he was incredible as an analyst.
Oh, yeah.
That guy has a future ahead of him in media.
He fired out some tweets, some short video content, and He's a funny guy.
He's a star.
He's a funny guy.
He is a star. Well, when all those options aren't available, of course, you go to Grandpa Rivers. Phillip Rivers signed to the practice squad this week.
You're not even joking. He is a grandfather.
He is a grandfather. He's got like 13 kids, and I'm not even being sarcastic there either.
No.
Phil Rivers, I love the guy. He's a semifinalist right now for Hall of Fame. Like, he might be in the Hall of Fame next year. He is currently on the practice squad for the Colts. I guess he runs the Colts offense because he's the head coach of like his kids. Like,
oh, school. Right. Yeah, yeah.
He runs the Colts offense as their offense, and he has been communicating with the Colts coaches all season long in regards to this.
And that's where Miss Ursay, that's where she's all over it. She's, yeah. She's got those next level bottom five-ish type of analytics going on.
Yeah, she could be owner of the year, but she currently finds herself in the bottom five. They are at Seattle, so they've got a lot going on. No quarterback at Seattle this week. We all know about Seattle. Incredible team.
Yeah.
13.5 is the line. That is my best bet. Seattle minus 13.5. They are 10-3 against the spread last 13.
They can cover that. They can cover that.
Oh, yes.
And before all these injuries on offense, the Colts pass defense is ranked, let me see, 29th. Oof. 29th in the league. So you're having issues on offense, keeping guys healthy, bad breaks, and then you also have that going on the defensive side. Then you're going to go to Seattle?
Yeah. Isn't it wild? There was multiple weeks this season where you and I were both saying, take Jonathan Taylor 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Take the over 2.5 touchdowns, and it would hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even remotely close to the
cut. Nine day now.
Wild. All right, number 4, the Philadelphia Eagles, 8-5, coming off of a tough loss against the Chargers. That's 3 straight losses for the Eagles. Overtime loss there. Jalen Hurts, 5 turnovers against the Chargers. The fans and media, I don't know if you've heard, but they're tough in Philly. They're calling for Nick Sirianni's head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's okay? Do you think that's a...
Didn't they have a hit out on Santa one year?
They did.
So, like, I mean, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. It's fun because the Eagles, this is one of those teams, too, where, like, from the beginning of the season, it's been kind of up and down, but their record's still there, and they're still sitting at the top of the division. And it's like, all right, well, they'll figure it out at the end. And then it's kind of taken some of those little, like, vibe checks.
Yeah.
To turn things, they had this gigantic inflatable Easter bunny in their locker room right now.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Well, they're just trying to keep everybody smiling.
Hmm.
You know, and coach is like, I just want everybody to play happy and confident. I'm like, that's wild for a team trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, defending the Super Bowl.
I'm
seeing so many of those funny memes, funny posts, you know, Sirianni trying to play call something over a yard, a 1 yard play. He's scratching his head. Yeah.
So the vibes are lower currently in Philadelphia. They do have the Raiders this week, though. In fact, they've got a pretty favorable schedule coming up. They've got the Raiders at Washington, at Bills, and then against Washington at home. So they've got the Raiders at home this week. I'd say take the over 38.5 there. Las Vegas has hit over in 4 of their last 6 games.
Yeah. Catching the Raiders usually helps you out. Yeah. I like that.
Which we're going to get into that. Number 3, the Las Vegas Raiders at 2-11. They just lost to Denver 24-17, but I'm going to tell you right now, that score is not indicative of what that football game was. Denver took care of business against Las Vegas, but for some reason, Pete Carroll, what kind of operation is he running at the end of this football game?
You're going to Portnoy this?
What is doing at the end of this football game? Okay, so that's something we have to look at. This is a really bad team. Okay, 2-11.
Yep.
Nothing really to write home about on either side of the football.
Mm.
But if they're gonna be playing for covers, I mean we've gotta really look at that.
That's exactly what happened for the folks that don't know or weren't in tune to that. Yeah, he called like a timeout down. How many?
They're down two scores.
Yeah, they're at midfield and calls the timeout with, like, what, 8 seconds to go, yeah. Rushes the kicking team unit out there. It was wild. Dave Portnoy of Barstool saying, investigate the NFL, investigate Pete Carroll.
Like, now, I'm not calling for anybody to be investigated, but if the strategy is to play for covers, that's something we got to look at.
Okay.
Okay? That's something we got to look at. So with that in mind, my best bet here, and they are, again, Philly. So Las Vegas at Philly, I'd say take Las Vegas plus 11.5, because if they're playing for covers, they're going to get it, right?
Yeah.
I think Philly wins the game, but the Raiders cover.
There's actually some proof in the pudding there. This back in your play here.
Like there you that. Go. Number two, the Washington Commanders at 3-10, absolutely manhandled by the Vikings, 31-0. In fact, that was the fastest played game of the season at like an hour or 2:29 or something like that. Obviously, that means this team was just trying to get in and out of there.
Yeah.
That's kind of where their head's at.
If you would just comply and run the ball down our throats and take as much time as you want, but just score your touchdown.
score your touchdown. But let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
8 straight losses for Washington. Jaden Daniels re-injured that left elbow.
Mm.
Not looking good for him. Certainly a football team that is looking forward to next season.
Yeah, and as soon as that happened, even the announcers were throwing shade at management and the coaches, like, why is he out there? Why do you got him out there at this point in the season? You got so much wrapped up in this early draft pick, and he showed some promise, and you're just re-injuring that same elbow in a game like this.
What is it with that stadium? I mean, we saw the Vikings roll out the corpse of Carson Wentz out there.
Yeah.
And then now the Washington Commanders are doing it with Jaden Daniels. What are they doing?
I don't know. It's where they go to die. It's like an elephant graveyard. I don't know.
Yeah, the same city where we watched Brett Favre die. Like, that's just, nothing makes sense. God,
that hurt. Yeah.
Well, my best bet here, they are at the New York Giants. The Giants are 2-11 against Washington 3-10. So there is some like draft implications here.
Yeah.
Giants are favored -2.5. That's my best bet. The Giants are 3-1 in their last 4 against the spread, and Washington 1-7 against the spread in the last 8.
Oh, well, and the Giants just have a little bit of that juice that we talked about earlier. A Jameis juice.
They got that Jameis juice.
Yep. Okay. I'm behind New York here.
I bet he pregames with that Jameis juice. I bet he does.
Yeah. He does always seem to be in kind of a happy, bubbly mood, doesn't he?
Does. He does. Yeah, he does. All right, number one, this is the worst team in the NFL as we head into Week 15. It's your Kansas City Chiefs
at
a record of 6-7. 6-7.
What is that about? I don't know.
They just lost to Houston 20-10. They look like a beaten team.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelsey with the drops, he's got a case of those.
Oh, their defense is doing everything they can. Rice with a couple big drops, too. And it's always amazing, like, even in my middle school coaches and everywhere else, you're going to get hit anyway. You might as well catch the ball.
You might as well catch the ball.
That's what I thought with Rice. Like, he was going to get smacked, and oh, he did. Might as well catch the ball and get the first down.
Oh, man. And then Mahomes, he's got the case of the picks again, 3 interceptions. And this is in front of not just Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Leonardo DiCaprio. What a star-studded audience there in Kansas City.
Mm.
And they just couldn't take care of business.
Couldn't hold up their end of the bargain.
I actually saw a fan.
Not ready for Tinseltown.
Putting a video together. They left the game early. The Chiefs they had another drive. They could have tied the game.
Yeah.
They left the game early, just gave up on him, and is calling for Andy Reid's head, which that's quite the take right there. But that's kind of where Chiefs fans are.
I saw that disgruntled fan as well. I was shocked during the live broadcast to see that many fans leave the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm like, you spoiled brats. You
for real.
Like, you're talking to a Husker fan here. I have like 10 years of pain. We still stay to the end.
We stay to the end. Yeah, man, they're calling for their heads. They do have the Los Angeles Chargers this week. My best bet is the Chargers plus 4.5. They are 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 games. And that team really putting it together right now.
And we've been talking about throughout this broadcast, as the playoff picture is really starting to, you know, come into focus, there are the teams pushing for it that are jockeying for position, trying to win that division, and the teams that, all right, let's just not get anyone hurt. Let's sail into the sunset. Year for next season.
To move on to next year, yeah.
And that's exactly what you have going on here with the Chargers versus the Chiefs.
There you go. And that's our bottom five.
Love it. All right. You threw some shade there at the Chiefs. Got a nice little work in there for your Chargers to cover.
I felt good about that.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of hard on your Chargers last week. And they got the win.
They took care of it,
They got the dub, though. I didn't say they weren't going to win. Didn't think they would. But they did.
But they did. Yeah.
And I do think they're going to win this week. So I'm on board. That's the bottom five.
There you go.
With your bottom five bets. Well, that'll about do it for us this week here at Where's the Line. Be sure to check us out on YouTube and our YouTube short videos that come out each and every game day for that latest edge possible. Also, follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're over on X. We have a couple of X handles. You got the Laugh With Me. You also got J-O.
J-O from Nebraska.
From Nebraska. So we're out there. You can find us.
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place. For Jeremy Odom, a.k.a. The J-O, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.